Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Color of Law by Richard Rothstein. Narrated by Adam Gruper. Preface. When from 2014 to 2016, riots in places like Ferguson, Baltimore, Milwaukee, or Charlotte captured our attention, most of us thought we knew how these segregated neighborhoods, with their crime, violence, anger, and poverty, came to be. We said they are de facto segregated, that they result from private practices, not from law or government policy. De facto segregation, we tell ourselves, has various causes. When African Americans moved into a neighborhood like Ferguson, a few racially prejudiced white families decided to leave. And then, as the number of black families grew, the neighborhood deteriorated, and white flight followed. Real estate agents steered whites away from black neighborhoods, and blacks away from white ones. Banks discriminated with redlining, refusing to give mortgages to African Americans, or extracting unusually severe terms from them with subprime loans. African Americans haven't generally gotten the educations that would enable them to earn sufficient incomes to live in white suburbs. And as a result, many remain concentrated in urban neighborhoods. Besides, black families prefer to live with one another. All this has some truth, but it remains a small part of the truth, submerged by a far more important one. Until the last...